This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 6th. God's word for you today is, guard your mind. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you are to influence your world and become all that God has created you to be, you need to release your mind. You need to allow your spirit to set your mind free. The first concept relating to this is the concept of faith. You cannot be limitless without releasing your faith. The second is the concept of the subconscious mind. If you have these two concepts on lockdown, you will be truly limitless. We have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. We all can relate to the conscious mind, but you need to know that you have a subconscious mind. The conscious mind is the one that says, I am going to eat jollof rice and chicken today. You are conscious. Consciously taking charge with your conscious mind. Then the subconscious mind is a part of the mind that you are not necessarily conscious of, except you pay attention to it. It is like autopilot, and we'll see how the scripture ties all these things together. Unfortunately, the New Age people and people who are into all sorts of occult practices have abused the subconscious mind or the knowledge of the subconscious mind, or the application of the subconscious mind. But the truth is this, something is a principle. It is a principle, whether you're a Christian, Muslim, or Buddhist. However, what they do not know is that it is first rooted in the Word of God. Secondly, the abuse thereof is what a lot of people are now exposed to, but we stick with the scriptures 100%. If you look at the inserted graphic obtained from a psychology site, it details interesting facts about the subconscious mind. It says, the subconscious mind records everything. Your subconscious mind is always alert and awake. Some say more, some say less, but it controls 95% of our lives. It is built on habits. It speaks to you in your dreams. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3, a dream cometh through the multitude of business. It has no verbal language. It takes everything literally. It can do trillions of things at once. The subconscious mind is not logical. It is the feeling mind, and it is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind because it controls our mind. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be sensitive and deliberate about filling my subconscious mind so that it produces fruit that glorifies God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.